Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mississippi State Baseball, obviously a lot going on both on the field and around the program right now, so we're going to keep having guests on to talk about it. Aaron Fitt, D1 Baseball, one of the top voices in college baseball right now. And Aaron, let's start with the team itself and what they're doing right now. They're 6-1 since the decision to move on from Coach Lemonis, playing, I think, pretty good baseball, and now have put themselves in position to be in the NCAA tournament. Your last bracket projection had them in the Tallahassee Regional, which was, I don't know if you want to go there the way they're playing right now, but in is better than not. What's the ceiling on this team the way they're playing right now? Could they make a run similar to what, you know, you think about the last time State had an interim coach? They ended up in Omaha. I don't know if that's possible, but what do you think about this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's possible. You know, there's a reason this was a preseason top 25 team. I mean, we liked the talent heading into the year, and you know, I think now they're playing more to what we expected, you know, heading into the season. I mean, I think for me, I look for teams in the postseason that are strong in the bullpen. And I think that's, you know, maybe Mississippi State's biggest strength is it's a really good bullpen with a lot of depth and power arms and variety. And you know, and I think the starting pitching is solid enough. I mean, and the lineup is solid enough. I mean, it's not like, you know, there are better lineups, but I think, you know, you've got some guys who've done some damage. Obviously, Ace Reese has been a revelation, you know, as they thought he would be. But I mean, he's been awesome in conference play and really carrying a big load there. So, yeah, I think they're a pretty balanced club, you know, and certainly I think they're capable of making a run to Omaha, you know, and any kind of SEC team, you know, with preseason top 25 talent. I mean, if they're playing well at the right time, any of them can do it.
I don't think it could have gone better for State last weekend. They win the series with Ole Miss, but more importantly, I thought, was Missouri getting off the schneid. I thought there would have been a lot of pressure on State if they had come in and Missouri was 0-27. Did you have to sweep them? Now it's just about winning the series. If State can win this series, can they push up into being a 2 seed, do you think?
Possibly. I mean, right now in the RPI, they're, what, 32? I think if they sweep, they get to 15-15. That you're probably looking at a 2 seed, remarkably, for a team that looked dead in the water a few weeks ago. You know, I mean, that RPI will be roughly where it needs to be, I think, especially if they win a game or two in Hoover. And yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right now in that 2-3 line right now, which is, again, kind of remarkable.
You've had a chance to talk to Justin Parker in the past, and I think he's very impressive. I don't think he's going to be the next head coach at Mississippi State, but do you think if he has a successful run here, he'll be a head coach somewhere else next year?
I mean, I think if it kind of depends, you know, what kind of job he wants to take. I mean, you know, most likely he'll wind up probably being a pitching coach somewhere else in the SEC. I don't know that he's going to get another SEC job, and he might, but I think he could be a really good, like, high mid-major hire as a head coach. I mean, and maybe he gets the Mississippi State job. Who knows? If they just keep on winning. I mean, at some point, you know, it becomes hard to ignore. So, you know, let's say they get to Omaha. I mean, I think you ride with that guy, don't you? I mean, I would. I know that they're interested in big game hunting, and the fans want a splashy name. But I mean, it's not the same as Gary Henderson, where Gary was kind of on the backside of his career, and, you know, maybe more of a understated personality, and maybe just not quite what they were looking for at that time. But you know, Parker's still kind of a rising star in the coaching ranks, and so I think if he proves that, hey, we can get this team to Omaha, maybe even if they don't get to Omaha, let's say they make a super regional, I don't know. I mean, I think he deserves a really hard look. I mean, he's a very talented coach.
I've been surprised. I knew this job would have some interest, but the level of names that are being thrown out by you guys at D1 has even caught me off guard. And I asked Kendall this question a couple of weeks ago, so I'll ask it to you. But it seems like, you know, you go back to 2018, Chris Lemonis wasn't on anybody's original hot board. That was not a name people were talking about. But that ends up who's the coach. So I asked Kendall, you know, who's the Lemonis of this hire? And he said, it won't get to that for Mississippi State. He seemed really convinced they're going to get a big name coach. Do you have that same level of conviction?
I think they probably will because of the timing. I think that helps, you know, the fact that it happened. I mean, you know, we didn't love that it happened in the middle of the season, just because on a personal level, we like Chris Lemonis. I mean, who doesn't like Chris Lemonis? But I get why they did it. And it probably does give them a nice head start on this whole process. And so I think the timing makes it so that they can probably really go get a big fish if that's the route, and if it doesn't wind up being Parker. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this job. There really is, and there should be. I mean, it's, as we all know, it's the best facility in the country, and it's an incredible fan base, and they won a national title. They've got pedigree, all that stuff. It's got a lot to offer, and so I'm not surprised by the names Kendall's been throwing out there and hearing around this thing. It's going to be a fascinating search. It really will.
Couple of the names we talked about earlier in the week, which were only like the first hot boards that came out, were Chris Pollard and Mark. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Mark Wazowski at Oregon.
Wazikowski,
Wazikowski, thank you. There we go. I needed that. I
yeah.
needed that. And those were like the early names. And then you started hearing, well, no, Brian O'Connor might be a name of interest, and Wes Johnson might be a name of interest. And they've kind of fallen back a little bit. If State misses on a guy like an O'Connor or a Wes Johnson, those feel like really good, safe fallback options for State. What's the interest level
Yeah.
maybe for those two guys?
Yeah, Pollard's an interesting one because I think he'd be a slam dunk hire for anybody, any job in the country. I just think he's an absolute stud. I mean, look at what he's built at Duke, a place that hadn't been to a regional in like 55 years before he got him there. And since then, they've been a mainstay in the postseason. They've won three regionals. They've been knocking on the door to Omaha, Duke, and some of the worst facilities of the ACC, really. I mean, they were playing in the Durham Bulls Park for a while, and it's AAA Park, the giant AAA Park, and you get 300 fans there. It was not ideal either. And now they're back on campus. But I will say this for Pollard. I mean, he lives right around the corner from me. I know him pretty well. He likes it here. I mean, he's had chances to leave before. I think he probably could have gotten the Miami job if he'd wanted it. Rice at the time was a big name job when it first came open after Coach Graham retired, and he could have had that job. But he likes Duke. I mean, he likes living in Durham. I think his kids are getting older though now. I mean, maybe we're I don't know how old they are exactly, but maybe toward the end of their high school careers, and maybe that's a factor that would make him more likely to move on. But I mean, if they're still trying to finish up, I don't know. I mean, he might. I don't think he wants to displace his family while his kids are still in school. That's just, I haven't heard him say that, but that's my read on it. But he's an interesting name, and Wazikowski. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's a West Coast guy, for sure. But I mean, he's also coached in the SEC. I believe he was on Andy Lopez's staff at Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to double check that. It's been a while, but I think he wins everywhere he goes. And he's got kind of an SEC mentality to him, and he's an SEC level recruiter and developer. I mean, he's gotten Oregon to back-to-back supers, and they might get to Omaha this year. I mean, he's won a lot. And you look at kind of the Jay Johnson model, a West Coast guy that came to the SEC, and I was kind of wondering how that would work out. And it's worked out great. So I think Wad would be another absolute slam dunk. I mean, either one of those guys, you're getting a really good coach.
What about Butch Thompson? What are your thoughts on maybe him making the move
Yeah.
back to Starkville?
Yeah, I mean, another one, like, it's a home run if you can get him. I mean, obviously he really likes where he's at Auburn, but has a lot of fond memories in Starkville too. So that's certainly would be at the top of on my board as well.
Let's do it. Let's do this. Tell me who you think is the most likely best candidate, the guy you think would be the absolute floor. Like if State fails everywhere else, they can know they can get this guy. And then who's the most likely candidate in your opinion, as we sit here right now? We've still got a few weeks left before this hire is even going to be.
Yeah,
You got the content we're getting out of this is fantastic. I know you guys love
I'm sure Kendall really loves it. He lives for this stuff.
it. Yes.
I'm not as good at the speculation on this stuff as he is. That's really Kendall's department. But I mean, any one of those names that we just talked about. I mean, I think the Pollard Wazikowski here would make a lot of sense to me. That feels like. Waz kind of feels like the guy for me. I don't know. I'm just, again, I haven't spoken to Waz. I have no idea what his interest level is. I would imagine he's pretty interested. But if I had to pick a name today, maybe that's who I'd go with. I kind of like that fit. I mean, Butch, I mean, is another one that all these guys, they're all really good names. It's a good situation to be in for Mississippi State.
It's really crazy how much more interest there seems to be with this in this hiring cycle. And I don't know why that is, but more so than there was in 2018. And you go back to 2018 and Schlossnagel was mentioned, Dan McDonald was mentioned. I think Butch might have had a little bit of interest at that time, but not a whole lot. This time it seems like every big name that would, nobody's going to mention Vitello, I don't think, or Jay Johnson coming over from LSU. But outside of that, I mean, Wes Johnson, especially, that one caught me off guard. Have you been, I guess my question is, Why is there so much interest this time around as opposed to 7 years ago?
That's a great question. And I wonder if it was just because 7 years ago, again, the timing was different. I mean, that was, at that time it was at the end of the World Series, right? I mean, it was
They
a
held on to
much later
Hendrickson the whole
start.
way, yeah.
Yeah. And so I wonder if that's it. Or I think they just also they went really big game hunting and none of those kind of panned out. And just for whatever reason, I mean, I don't think it's because those guys weren't interested. It's just they wanted to decide that they were happy where they were because they had great jobs, right? And so I don't know. I mean, again, I don't think it was a lack of interest last time around. It just the fit didn't quite happen the way they wanted it to. And I think this time it probably will.
I've been making these jokes that, Schloss, or not Schlossnagel, O'Connor and Wes Johnson have both denied it. So I assume they're both going to be the head coach here
Yeah,
next year.
right.
But we're going the Schlossnagel route with that particular thing. We'll see what happens. And I'm sure we have to talk to you again between now and then. Aaron Fitt, D1 Baseball Man, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.